Hare Krishna. So today we hear about the meeting of Shri Krishna with Mother Yashoda. As we know, she had not eaten for a long time, and it is said that she was unable to come before Nanda Maharaj for 3 full days because she felt so ashamed to be part of having put Krishna in such danger. So now, when Nanda Maharaj had jokingly said, "Son, what will you do if your mother just..." And with this space which he left, he meant the opposite of lives on. So when Krishna had heard this, he had called out with tear-filled eyes, "Where is my mother? I'm going there." And Mother Rohini took this opportunity to take Krishna in her arms and bring her to Yashoda. And then Krishna joyfully embraced his mother. Krishna was back. Yashoda let forth deep sighs that resembled the sounds of a mother cow when, after a long separation and a lot of anxiety, finally the calf is back. She rested her chin on her darling's child head and she began to weep. Her crying, which was full of the tremendous amount of love, completely melted her. Upon seeing the scene of the reunion of Krishna with his mother, everyone could not keep themselves from weeping and crying, but in a very blissful way. The elderly gopis saw that Mother Yashoda was overwhelmed with this grief feelings, and they wanted to console her. Gradually, as Mother Yashoda was with Krishna, her heart began to feel relief, and the charm of her face began to reappear. Then Yashoda Ma, the daughter of Sri Sumukha Gopa, fed her darling son her breast milk. And Krishna was so delighted, it is not possible to describe it. He was full of the greatest of delights. After this, Mother Yashoda took her meal with the wife of Sri Upananda, that's the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj. And the other ladies were also there, who were all her greatest well-wisher. As Mother Yashoda ate, she kept Krishna and Balaram right by her side. Jiva Goswami here says that Sri Yashoda felt so utterly devastated and ashamed that for 3 long days she did not come before the eyes of Nanda Maharaj. Finally, Sri Bal Gopal, or Krishna in the form of a little child, who always is in tune with his father's wishes and orders, personally brought Yashoda to Nanda Maharaj by pulling her by her upper garland. not garland, garment. Also, something happened on that day. Krishna got a new name. All the ladies of Braj jokingly and blissfully began calling Sri Krishna Damoda, and they talked to each other. Ah, this is our same enchanting blue boy, Sri Shyam Manohar. Shyam means Shyam, of course, the blackish lord, and Manohar means he who pulls or drags the mind of everyone. Ah. So Damoda. There was another occasion when Krishna got another name. Who of you remembers? It was after the Govardhan Leela had been completed. Krishna had lifted for 7 long days. Giriraj Govardhan, who was such a tall mountain at that time that his shadow fell all the way to Mathura. Krishna had lifted this mountain on his pinky, that's the small finger of his left hand. And during that time he had joked with all his friends, and he had showered all the bridge basis with his loving glances. He was known up to this time as Abhiram, he who satisfies and delights everyone. Ram means to give pleasure. No? But after the Govardhan Leela had been completed and the Abhishek had been done, where the whole Braj became blissful, he was given a new name. Govinda, the protector of the cows, and also the protector of his devotees, who protects them from all sensual temptations. Go means the senses. Huh? So on this, Krishna got many, many names during his pastimes, and those names given by the Brijvasis are the most sweetest names, the primary names. And here his name is now Damodar, henceforward. Now, although Yashoda had repeatedly witnessed the different pastimes of Krishna, the superhuman pastimes, we should say, where he did extraordinary things which only God can do, like reveal the universe in his mouth. Now, Krishna had also done such a thing. He had pulled these huge, monstrous, bombastic trees who stood there for I think a few hundred years, or not, if not thousands of years. I do not know exactly, but they were very sturdy and very tall. So she had seen that, but her motherly affection for him was not really affected. She didn't think, oh, he's God, he can take care of himself. No, she felt so much love. Which scholar on this planet Earth, from all the universities in all the towns, is really able to praise her? Shuka Dev Goswami has even stated that what to speak of others, Sri Brahma, Sri Shankara, Shiva and Sri Lakshmi have failed to achieve even 1/100th of the satisfaction and happiness of what Sri Balmukunda, he who gives liberation, has awarded to Yashoda. In other words, from the perspective of bhakti, pure bhakti, Sri Brahma, Jiva and Lakshmi have failed to even get a fraction of Sri Yasoda's bhakti. Shukadev Goswami, the Bhagavatam, expresses this. Nenam virincho na bhava na shri apyanga sankshaya prasadam libire gopi yattat prapa vimuktidat. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Shukadev said this to highlight the exceptional devotion of the Queen of Braja, who among all the other devotees brought Krishna under her full control. He bound him so much so that he couldn't and wouldn't sever the rope. Yes, yes. So, this is Yashoda's bhakti. There is another great, great Acharya who has praised Mother Yashoda. It's Raghunathas Goswami, who says in the Sri Vrajavilas Stava, text 10, Bhutra sneha barai sada snuta kucha dvandva tadiyochalat, etc. May the Queen of Braja, whose breasts continually trickle milk out of maternal love for her son, who is prepared to give her life many millions of times to protect her son from even a single drop of perspiration. Listen to this. Yashoda is prepared to give her life many millions of times to protect him, this Krishna, from even a single drop of perspiration. That's why you now know why she was so alarmed. And may the Queen of Braj, who is so attached to him, that if she cannot for a moment seize him, she cries like a cow frightened for her newborn calf. May this Queen of Braj protect us all. Powerful. Powerful. At this point, Balaram, who was all the time there now with Yashoda and Krishna, turned around to his younger brother and excitedly remarked, "Do you remember when we used to live in Mahavan Gokul?" Krishna answered, smiling, "Yes, yes, we had such fun sporting there." So they remembered, the two, how they overcame all the obstacles, all the threats which the demons had posed. And they talked like only brothers talk. This relationship is also very sweet. When Krishna and Balaram leave Vrindavan and stay at the ashram of Sandipani Muni, they in the night they come together and like brothers lay side by side. Then they talk about Braj, the sweetness of the love of the residents. And Krishna hugs Balaram, and Balaram hugs Krishna, and they cry themselves to sleep. All this is narrated by Snigdha Kanta, who was one of the two devatas who were cursed to live in these two twin Arjuna trees. All this was narrated by him, and he concluded the day's narration by saying, O son of the cowherders, O king of the cowherders, Nanda Maharaj, your divine son is so amazing. He was even able to make the twin Arjuna trees his dedicated devotees. And the author, Srila Jiva Goswami, comments, as all the members of the assembly return to their respective homes, after hearing this exciting and heart-charming Damodar Lila, they felt as if they had directly witnessed that beautiful and festive pastime. It is my humble prayer to Lord Damodar that my imperfect effort to glorify him in the month of Kartik will reach the hearts of all you listeners, and that even a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction, 1,000,000 times repeated, will reach your heart and bring it alive in devotion and good first class feelings towards Lord Krishna, Lord Damodar. May we be blessed by listening to this pastime, which I'm sorry to say, the narrations may end tomorrow, I do not know, but this pastime is eternal, and it is one of the pastimes which delight the devotees the most. Shri Damodar Krishna ki jai.